So I can hear you, and we are now on the record, Chair.
Okay, excellent. Well, I will call the order. Oh, I call up my agenda again. Call to order the Railbelt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting to order for January 16th, 2026. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis there, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin here.
The City of Seward?
Ryan Hickey, present.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, present.
Okay. Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, present.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Representative here.
The Railbelt Reliability Council?
Ed Jenkin here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to public roll call for all others present.
Okay, let's go to the Teams meeting. If you haven't identified yourself, please state your name and affiliation for the record.
John Sinclair.
David George.
Okay, so we have John Sinclair, Cody George, and David Pease.
Kim Hinkle, MEA.
Okay, that looks like that's everybody on the phone or on the Teams meeting. And then we'll go to the folks in the room. We'll start with our attorney.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
Karen Bell, Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, Energy Authority. Mark Billings, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Tony Zellers, MEA.
Okay, and then we did have an additional person join us on the Teams meeting. So if you haven't identified yourself on the Teams meeting and would like to do so, please do so.
Thanks, Jennifer. Sorry to be late. This is Jess outside. Oops. Sorry, Carl. Jess from HEA.
No problem. Carl from RTO consultant.
And Jennifer, just for the record, Daniel Heckman of Golan Valley is also on Teams. I'm here with Travis.
Oh, okay, thanks. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, so we're all set. That's everybody, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to the approval of the agenda. If we get a motion for the approval of the agenda, please.
Curtis Thayer, move to approve the agenda.
Andrew Laughlin, second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any modifications or changes to the agenda? All right, hearing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote for the approval of the agenda, please.
Yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right, thank you. Moving on to item number five, public comments. Jennifer, if we have any public comments.
Okay, if there's anyone on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. Okay, if there's anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment. Nobody in the room. We'll go to the phone. If there's anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment, please press *9 and you'll be recognized. Please state your name and affiliation for the record. So was somebody on the phone had raised their hand? Did you still want to make a comment? You're unmuted at this point.
This is Bernie Smith, member of the public, and I just want to let the panel know that I'm online. So Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Okay. There's no other public comments, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to item six, approval of meeting minutes. We have two sets of meeting minutes from the December 17th and the January 8th meeting. Those are both in your packets. So we need a motion to approve both sets of minutes.
Curtis Thayer, move to approve December 17th, 2025 minutes, as well as January 8th, 2026 meeting minutes.
Andrew Laughlin, second.
Ed, any discussion on the minutes or any changes that anybody noticed? Ed?
Second, top of the second page of January 8th, first word on the second page. Ms. Reeves, I think that's supposed to be Ms. Grovier.
So, great catch, Ed. Jennifer, we can make that change, right?
Yes, sir. We'll make that change.
Okay. Anything else anybody caught? Okay. So, other than the one change, if we could get a roll call vote for the approval of the minutes as amended by Ed.
Okay, we will, the City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Did I miss Homer? Homer, did I get Homer?
I voted yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. All right. Chair, the motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that moves us on to item 7A, Open Access Transmission Tariff RCA Matter TA1-8001. Tina, I will move this one over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. On January 12th, the RTO and numerous other parties filed comments on RCA Order Number 9 related to the Commission's proposed decisions on the Alaska Intertie Agreement. On Tuesday, we served responses to discovery from RAPA. We still have one response outstanding due to witness unavailability, so we're working on that. Yesterday, Judge Walker issued Order Number 10 in the docket, order giving notice and an opportunity to be heard, related to a 2004 order authorizing MEA to collect certain wheeling charges. I have matters related to these topics, upcoming deadlines, and next steps in the docket to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members. Thank you.
So any questions for Tina? Seeing none, we'll move on to item 7B, technical subcommittee update. John, I believe that would be you.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. We continued our discussion towards trying to get a request.
Okay, we can't hear you, Mr. Sinclair. We can't hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll start over. We continued to work on local regional, specifically trying to define those studies and what's going to be the requirements within those studies, making some progress. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, might have something for the governance committee, but that continues to be our focus along with working on business practices and drafting some of those up. So that has been the focus of our meetings, but don't have anything else besides that to report.
Good. Thank you, John. Any questions for John or the technical subcommittee? Not seeing any. Thank you, John, for that. Moving on to item 7C, the tariff subcommittee update, Mr. Daniel Eckman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Good afternoon, everyone. So the chair subcommittee has reconvened after a little bit of a time away for the holidays and post getting our reply testimony in to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. We met last Thursday, and we are going to pick up where we left off on focusing on business practices. We have three that we have identified from kind of our early efforts on low-hanging fruit practices that we believe we can draft up and get to this governance committee for their consideration. One on RTO postings, another on the filing of the service agreements, and another one on updates and changes to the OAT. So we are in the beginning stages of drafting those business practices up. And as Karen is probably going to allude to in her update, we will be providing some support to the Finance Subcommittee on the information that the Governance Committee requested of that subcommittee in response to some of the statements made by the commissioners and some entities in response to Order Number 9 from the RCA. So we'll be interfacing with that subcommittee, but other than that, we're back to business practice drafting and other assignments that may be delegated to the subcommittee.
Well, thank you. Daniel, any questions for Daniel or the tariff subcommittee from the committee members? Hearing and seeing none. Thank you, Daniel, for that. Moving on to item 7D, Finance Subcommittee update. Karen, if you could give us that update, please.
Thank you, and good afternoon. The Finance Subcommittee met this week. We were also had not met for about a month due to the holidays and some travel. We reviewed upcoming tasks the subcommittee has been assigned. According to the Gantt chart developed, the subcommittee is to begin to work on developing protocols for the ATRR to recommend to the Governance Committee. We do find that to be a pretty large task. We believe the timeline for that will be about 3 months for that activity. The subcommittee is also about to begin looking at developing a scope for a unified tier study, although we do not plan on moving forward with the study until a final order is issued in the current docket. The next meeting of the subcommittee will be in 2 weeks. There were other items discussed that may have an adverse legal or financial impact on the RTO that would be discussed in executive session later today. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Any questions for Karen or the Finance Subcommittee? Karen, seeing none, we will continue on. Moves us to item 8, executive session. So we need a motion to go into executive session for the reasons that Tina had brought up before.
Sandra Laughlin, GH Electric. I move that the RTO enter into an executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these are subjects that would have an adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO are being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee or are protected by law due to the rules of rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Tony Izzo, I'll second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Maximilian, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Chris Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Please let me know when we are offline and in executive session.
Okay, sir, you are back on the record.
Okay, thank you. I would advise the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by bylaw section 5.12.2. to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. So that then moves us on to item number 9, which is new business, and we have no new business to go before the committee. So with that, we'll open it up to member comments. And Tony, I'll go ahead and start with you if you have any member comments.
Just thanks to Tina, thanks to the AEA staff, and thanks to the committee members. I know that at least internally at MEA, this is requiring an awful lot of time and resources, so much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Sarah?
I'm Mayor of Tony's comments. Thank you, everyone.
Brian?
Sure, same thing. I'd echo what Tony said, and I also really appreciate the good discussion today and always Tina's briefings and the team's briefings are very informative. Thank you.
Absolutely. Andrew?
Yeah, just to echo Tony's comments, and thanks to Tina for the detailed reports and to all the subcommittees for their information as well. Thank you.
Curtis?
No, I want to thank everybody and for today's discussion, and I think it's a little hard to believe that we are already at hearing. That's clearly not the timeline, I think, when we started in June that we thought we would be spending in hearing in a couple of weeks, but we're here. So thank you.
Curtis and Ed?
Yeah, thank you, Travis. I don't think I have anything to add to what everybody's done. I recognize that there's a lot of work being done to try to get ready for this hearing. I appreciate it.
And I would just echo everybody else's comments and do appreciate all the staff, both at AEA and with all the utilities that have gone into this. Tina, thank you for you and your guidance. And Carl, helping us out through this entire process. It has been quite the lift, but we're getting to the point where we knew we'd be getting to. It just seemed like it was forever down the road, and we're here now. So appreciate everybody's work on that. With that, brings us to item 11, next meeting date. We'll be coordinating times to meet on a regular occurring basis over the next few weeks on a weekly basis. So be aware that those are coming down the road here soon. And with that, just need a motion to adjourn.
Curtis Thayer, move to adjourn.
Brian Hickey, second.
Thank you, Brian. Any questions, comments on that? With not, Jennifer, if we could do a final roll call vote to adjourn, please.
Yes, sir. Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
The motion carries. Chair.
With that, we are adjourned. Thank everybody so much for joining in today, and we'll see you guys the next time.